My name is Eduardo Machicado Murillo. I am originally from Bolivia and I'm doing a PhD in archaeology, studying the development of intensive agriculture in the Amazon forest. The general idea that we have of agriculture in the Amazon forest is that it's non-existent. When we think about culture in the Amazon forest, the first thing that comes to our mind is like these little groups, maybe little tribes, living with nature, hunting and fishing, and having like very, very little impact. So when we think about ideas of the pristine, about the natural, about biodiversity, the image of the Amazon forest comes to our mind. We started to be aware that this was not the case, right? That in the past, actually, that this way of living, of hunter-gatherers moving constantly around the forest, is actually something modern. It's something that was created by colonialism. It was something that was created by disease. It's actually displaced populations that in the past actually were part of really big agricultural civilizations that not only did have like impact in the forest, but they actually transformed the landscape dramatically. They built huge systems of canals, huge systems of irrigation and platforms and what we could be considering other parts of the world, pyramids. But since there's no stone, there was rain every year, so they melted and they just disappeared. The forest completely covered them. What I do for my research is I am just trying to understand these civilizations that we think flourished around like 300 AD to around 1100 AD, and try to see how like they managed to overcome the limitations that the natural environment like put them to create like a very like complex civilization with elaborate art and like division of labor, or anything that we could find in other parts of the world. I think like the important point of archaeology, and I always like to stress that, is just giving the ability to people to imagine a different world. And even things that we take for granted came from that world. For example, when we were talking about crops, chocolate was domesticated in the Amazon forest. Manioc, that is very important for Africa, was domesticated in the Amazon forest. Chili peppers, peanuts, pineapple. A lot of things that we consume today come from this time, and maybe even like further back in time. Knowing this information just makes you like see the world in a very different way. One of the important things is also to integrate local people into participating in creating this knowledge. For now, I'm working with the museum and with a group of indigenous communities, but also with people from town. So I generally have a group of locals that help me, and especially a guide. It's already having an impact, but it is important that it's like more public. It's been taken like very politically, and it's changing like the position of like these groups. It's empowering them into, you know, asking for more rights. I always say like Bolivia has a lot of potential, but has like very little opportunity. Now, I represent like a very small example of the potential of Bolivian scientists in all different sciences, in biology, in archaeology, in anthropology, in sociology. And I feel like it is important that we nurture that. Actually, like part of my work that is not directly connected to my research, but I think is one of the reasons I got the scholarship, is that I am really determined to go back to Bolivia and start like building this opportunity for other people. The message that my grandfather gave us when we were like kids was like really important and had a lot of impact in our lives. And he took my father one day and he showed the things that he had. And he told my father that, son, you, like having so much and not sharing it would be a crime.